But to me, what appealed to me about the thing is this very evocative mood that is created by the comic book. And that's what I wanted to recreate. You know, that's the thing that I think everyone involved with the film is quite passionate about bringing to the screen. Is you see, when you look at the comic book, you see something in it that really affects you. And it's a very intangible quality, but that's what we're trying to create with the movie as well. To me, it's always, the challenge is always to try and break away from that and try and give us a way, show us a way that we've never seen something before, even if it's a situation that we're a little familiar with, is to try and do it so that it's completely different. The, you know, we had this idea that this film would be very monochromatic, that Eric Draven's life is being drained of all colour. It's really, it's like he's experiencing this weird dream, and we're seeing it with him when he's you know, returned to do his mission. For me, the ultimate vision of this film was that it would be shot in black and white, because the comic book is black and white, and it's a very black and white world that it takes place in. And we weren't able to do that, but we've tried to give it that quality just with the art direction and the lighting, and we're being very specific about colours. We're not using any blues or greens, and we're giving it this very dark, expressionist sort of look.